medications at home. You know, those can be really awesome to sleep for a little while. But it's always good to catch up. And again, I'm really glad everyone came out tonight. You know, I was reading something off the web the other day, and it was very interesting to me because 450 sheep jumped to their death in Turkey. Did anybody read that on the internet? Y'all did. 450 sheep jumped to their death in Turkey. Istanbul, Turkey. First, one sheep jumped to its death, then stunned Turkish shepherds who had left the herd to graze while they had breakfast watched as nearly 1,500 others followed, each leaping off the same cliff. In the end, 450 dead animals lay on top of one another in a billowy white pile. Those who jumped later were saved as the pile got higher and the fall more cushioned. There's nothing we can do. They're all wasted. Wow. I mean, can you just imagine? You're watching. The shepherds went to go have breakfast, leave the sheep there, come back and watch as 2,000 sheep go over a cliff. 2,000 sheep go over a cliff. The first 450 dead. And the rest of them all pile on top. They're all stunned, crazy. There's nothing more they can do. I think they probably had to shoot them. By the way, this was reading. It said that it was a value of $100,000 to this small village. I mean, drastic to this village. It's kind of funny when you look at it and you go, silly sheep. I mean, hello. If the first one jumped to its death, it seemed like they would stop and go. But no, they couldn't take it. They couldn't make any adjustments. Adjustments, though, we have to make all the time. Change. We all hate it, and we all have to live with it. I mean, everywhere. Anything around us changes all the time. Temperature, one Sunday it's hot, one Sunday it's cold. You know, one person likes it hotter in the house, one person likes it colder in the house. You know, I mean, there's always things that have to change. Even things that we hold as constants change. You know, we think sometimes family structure, sometimes our jobs, sometimes these things, these are going to be constant. And all of a sudden, boom, it's changed. Weather in Houston, you know, 5 minutes, it changes. I'm afraid to crack my windows on Sunday mornings, you know, to let, you know, so it doesn't get so hot, because who knows, it may start raining in the middle of service, and then I got rain in my car. That's what happened this morning. I was like, man, it's going to be so hot, so I'll crack the windows. I was like, man, no, it might rain. And then, of course, it doesn't. But then, I think it was last Sunday, I did crack the windows and it did rain. It's like, you know, you do one thing and, you know, clothes, you change, you know, the clothes, your styles change, things change. Weight changes for good and bad. Hair changes, color or sometimes lack of hair. You know, things change, our feelings change, our likes and dislikes. We may think sometimes we're constant. We change over time. Our jobs change. A family structure changes. There's marriages. There's children. There's divorce. There's death. I mean, sometimes when you think, you know, okay, this one thing will never change, it changes. I mean, and just when you get to that point that you feel like it's not going to change, of course, that's the point it changes. And you go, okay, I'm comfortable, and then it's gone. I mean, that's life. It's not the things like the death and taxes thing are the only two constants. No, it's just change is constant. I mean, it always happens. Change in taxes. Yeah, change in taxes. Any of those things, there's change, period. But exactly. One of the things that is just one of the most common things, but I think it illustrates change and constantness in the same vein, is what we look at as water. Some of you are drinking that right now, but water comes in various forms. Of course, its present state, it's liquid. But when the circumstances change around it, it's cooled down, it becomes frozen or ice. So when the circumstances around it change and they put it in the... We got the song going. Okay, everyone ready? Go ahead. When you put it in those circumstances, get cold around it, that water, that H2O, becomes ice. Now, even that state, those the circumstances around that change, and it begins to heat up, it turns back to a liquid state and then turns into a gaseous state or steam or whatever you call that stuff that comes off of your coffee or vapor or whatever we want to call it. But it is still H2O. It is still hydrogen, hydrogen, oxygen. That doesn't change. Now, there may be some chemists that can talk about the various little forms that happen with it, but, you know, basically it stays H2O. And in that present state, there's changes, though, that happen. And those changes happen constantly. With the picture that was up there earlier, well, exactly right there, it's water. But then it evaporates. And it comes down, it can come down as snow or, you know, water or rain. I mean, there's a constant change in H2O. But it's always H2O. And in our life, our structure, our circumstances, situations, all those are changing. I know there's a number of us who have job changes or have just had job changes, and things have drastically changed. Some people, there's been marriages, there's been, you know, various things happen that are structural changes that makes us go, wait a minute, what else, what's going on? How do I handle this? Looking for a home. You know, there's changes going on that sometimes you want to just hold on and go, stop the change. Okay, let me make the change because it's good, but let's don't feel the effects of it because it's hard. Change is not easy, but it's important. There's one constant. Just like in H2O, that's the constant. The only constant in our lives is God. That's the only one. Even our own feelings, our own emotions, our own side changes. I mean, sometimes we rely on ourselves. Okay, I can handle this and I can get through it. No, I mean, there's been too many times I've gone, okay, I can do this now. But if I rely on myself, then I fall apart because I'm relying on something that's still changing. You know, God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's what it said in Hebrews. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Our circumstances change the environments for Him to work. So sometimes we may go, but you did it that way over there, and then you're doing it this way over here. You know what? It doesn't change His nature. His nature is still the same. The constantness is God. He never changes. In Numbers chapter 23, verse 19, it says, God is not a man that He should lie, nor the son of man, that He's going to change His mind. Does He not speak and then not act? Does He promise and not fulfill? Sometimes we don't see those promises. We don't see the fulfillment of that immediately. In the great hall of faith in Hebrews, it says, and all those died not seeing the fulfillment. But it doesn't mean that it wasn't fulfilled. It said they didn't see the fulfillment. And sometimes we don't see that end. Sometimes we get on further back. Sometimes I can look now and go, 10 years ago, I remember that happening, and wow. I was saved from a situation. I was rescued from something that I had no idea at the time. I didn't like the change. I didn't like this. I didn't like that. But God had rescued me when I didn't even know I didn't need to be rescued. I just didn't like the change. But because of the change, God's constant nature, He brought me to where I am. In same concept, 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 29. He who is the glory of Israel does not lie or change his mind, for he's not a man that he should change his mind. How many of us change our mind? Every 5 seconds sometimes. I mean, sometimes we can hold on to something, but we have that we can change our mind. God knows what He's doing. He's got that stability that we can know. We can just hold on to. In Psalms chapter 110, verse 4, the Lord has sworn and will not change His mind. You're a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. He's sworn it. He's not going to change His mind. It's just interesting to me how many times in Scripture it says, He will not change His mind. I will not change my mind. I am the same. You know, I mean, and right there, that exact Scripture is repeated in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 21, and it said, but he became a priest with an oath when God said to him, the Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You're a priest forever. I think it's interesting when New Testament, or even Old Testament, repeats something that's said. Then it was important. They were looking back at it going, oh, you know, that was kind of important, and I'm going to repeat it. To me, if something's important, if something's in the Bible, it's important. I mean, it's the Bible. If something's repeated, it's even more important. Over and over again, we see that God does not change. When we look at his character, his love, it doesn't change. God is love. His truth, it doesn't change. God is truth. Those characteristics of God never change. That's the constant that we can always hold on to. Then in Malachi chapter 3, verse 6, I, the Lord, do not change, so you, O descendants of Jacob, are not destroyed. Boy, I'm glad about that. I'm really glad that the descendants of Jacob, by heritage, we are not destroyed. And there he's talking about the tithe and giving the tithe and working there. But the Lord doesn't change. And he promises that there. And then, of course, in James chapter 1, verse 17, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Shifting shadows. Shadows change constantly. As I'm standing here, my shadow's changing. It's whatever gets in the way of the light. Shadows change. The sun and moon are a big example. You know, you don't always see the moon. It changes constantly because of the shadow and how the earth reflects light, the shadows. So shadows change depending on the source of the light and what gets in front of the light. So he's saying there, he doesn't change like the shifting shadows. For one, he is the light. There's the stability. And if the light's shining, that light doesn't change. That light is constant. Moving back to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Hebrews chapter 13 is the last chapter in Hebrews. Well, it's in the last verse, but in the last concept of the book of Hebrews, it says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I mean, he comes back with, you know, all these different times he says he doesn't change, he doesn't change, he doesn't change, he doesn't change. And then there's just that statement. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. To me, that's a comfort. I mean, I don't have to worry about, you know, okay, well, tomorrow, what's he going to want? Or, well, tomorrow, what's he going to be like? You know, well, you know, if that was then, what's going to be now? I know, I look back and I could say, you know what, in that situation, he took care of me. He carried me. So I know that what I'm going in right now, he's going to take care of me. I'm going to get on. So I also know that tomorrow, he's going to take care of me. It's going to be on. I mean, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Doesn't mean it's going to happen the same way. Though I try to figure it out, and then I get it all wrong, and then I mess it up, and then I get frustrated. But that's just me, because it's my mind and my ways and my transitions. But he's the same. His nature is the same. Depending, no matter what the circumstances are. I know in all our circumstances are different. All our situations are different. But know that there's a constant. That there is a stability that you can hold on to, that you don't have to worry about. You don't have to then fret. Oh dear, what's going on? How am I going to figure it out? Be anxious for nothing, but in all things, give thanks. Don't worry about the circumstances surrounding. Don't worry about what tomorrow holds. Because as the song says, I know who holds tomorrow. So, those circumstances are changing. Those seasons are changing. All the things are changing, but there is a constant. I just want to pray for you, because I know each and every one of you had those changing seasons going on. For one person, it may be health. For one, it may be jobs. For one, it may be relationships. For one, it may be family. You know, every person But every person has changes. Every person has that going on, and all of us need to remind ourselves. You may be doing it really well, so good for you. But you know what? I know we're not all holding on to that tonight. So I just want to take a moment before we go just to remind you and to pray for each of you and me of what God's doing in our life. Lord, I just thank you that you are in control. Father, you know the situations. You know the areas of change. And God, I just pray, Father, that you will go before, you will go behind, and you will surround each of these situations. Father, and you'll remind us of your stability. You'll remind us that you are God. You are our creator. You are at the beginning and the end. And you know the end. It's already there. And you've already gone before us. And Father, I just pray right now that you will take each of these situations and bring a peace. Father, we'll take them to you and we'll leave them there. We won't hold on to them. We won't continue to fight. Father, we'll leave them in your hands because we know that you never change. Your promises are yes and amen. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And God, I just pray that you will just go and hold on to each heart. Bring peace and joy into each life. Doesn't matter the circumstances or the situations. Father, you bring that peace and that joy. In Jesus' name, amen.